A lawyer for Paul Peterson had promised to sue the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors unless its members let Peterson return early from an unpaid suspension. But the man accused of running an illegal adoption scam has instead resigned as county assessor. And for more on this, I'm joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who's been following the story. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So, Matt, briefly, was this a surprise? You've been covering this so closely. Was Peterson expected to still try to tough it out while in office?
I don't think it was that big of a surprise. His lawyer, like you said, there had been promising to sue. And when the board upheld the suspension and there was no lawsuit coming in the subsequent days, then, there seemed like there was something brewing.
Okay. So what does Peterson officially give up by now having resigned?
Well, he gives up income. The salary and benefits that he would have gotten minus his suspension would have been about $64,000 this year before taxes. That's really not a whole lot of money if you think about what a lawsuit to lift the suspension might have cost. Mm-hmm. And who knows if he even would have ever gotten back into office since the Board of Supervisors had asked the county attorney to seek his removal.
All right, so who's going to finish his term in office?
That's unclear right now. A former county flood control and air quality director is what is known as the temporary administrator of the office. County spokesman says Bill Wiley, that's his name, has only promised the board he'll work through the end of what Peterson's suspension would have been, and that would have ended in late February or early March. The board can appoint someone as assessor to go through the rest of this year, and it could be a process similar to what they did when they replaced Bill Montgomery as county attorney, who, of course, moved on to the Supreme Court, Supreme Court.
Right. Now, Matt, Peterson first became county assessor thanks to a special election in 2014. Then he was elected officially in 2016. Who had been lining up to run against him in 2020, and has the field expanded since his legal troubles?
Well, two Republicans and one Democrat have filed statements of interest to take part in the August primary. The Democrat is a guy named Aaron Connor. He filed about a month before Peterson was arrested. Both Republicans, Rodney Glassman and a gentleman named James Russell Thigman, filed shortly after. An Elections Department spokeswoman says they have to turn in their nomination papers and signatures in early April to get on the final list.
So going back to Peterson's official resignation, the statement says he's going to focus on fighting the criminal charges he faces. His co-defendant in Arizona already took a plea bargain, has agreed to testify against him. What's the progress report in all of those cases?
So Peterson has upcoming court hearings scheduled here in Arkansas and Utah, in that order. Their significance is unclear right now. They could turn out major. They could be, just procedural stuff. I asked his local criminal defense lawyer if Peterson had been offered a plea deal. Kurt Altman did not answer that question directly. And I also asked him if he'd been able to look at all the evidence against Peterson, which I would think you'd want to see before you made any decision on a plea deal. And he said what's known as the discovery process is ongoing, and there are literally hundreds of thousands of documents to go over.
Wow, so still a lot of this story still left to be written. That's KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.